WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my fellow humans. It's your girl, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. If you're feeling like you're constantly battling a negative inner voice, trust me, you're not alone. It's like that annoying little gremlin in your head who loves to whisper doubts and insecurities, right? But guess what? We can fight back. Today, we're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk because seriously, how you talk to yourself matters. A lot. Let's face it, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's an evolutionary thing designed to keep us safe from danger. But in today's world, that negativity bias can get a little out of hand. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 commentary even when things are going pretty well? You know that feeling when you mess up something small and suddenly your whole day feels ruined? Well, that's the power of negative self-talk at work. But here's the good news. We can retrain our brains to be more positive. It takes conscious effort, but trust me, it's worth it. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of positive self-talk and become your own biggest cheerleader. First things first, awareness is key. Start paying attention to what's going on in your inner dialogue. When you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, pause and ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the answer is a resounding no. We tend to be much harder on ourselves than we would ever be on others. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts. Look for evidence that contradicts them. Maybe you made a mistake at work, but remember all the times you've excelled. Focus on your strengths and past successes. Third, replace negativity with positive affirmations. These can be simple statements like I am capable, I am worthy of love, or today is going to be a great day. Say them out loud, write them down, or even visualize yourself embodying those qualities. Repetition is key here. The more you say it, the more you'll start to believe it. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments can make a big difference in your overall outlook. And finally, remember that self-compassion is essential. Be kind to yourself, especially when you make mistakes. Everyone stumbles sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from the experience and move on. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a good friend. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been struggling with imposter syndrome lately. She doubts her abilities and constantly compares herself to other designers, feeling like she's not good enough. She starts practicing positive self-talk by replacing those negative thoughts with affirmations like I am creative, my work is valuable, and I am learning and growing every day. She also takes time each morning to write down 3 things she's grateful for, shifting her focus towards the positive aspects of her life. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel more confident and secure in her abilities. She realizes that self-doubt is just a voice, not a fact, and she has the power to choose how she responds to it. She becomes a powerful example of how positive self-talk can transform your mindset and unleash your full potential. So, what are we taking away from this? You have the power to change the way you talk to yourself. It's not about being fake or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, challenging negativity, and treating yourself with kindness and compassion. Remember, your words hold incredible power. Use them wisely, use them to build yourself up, and watch as your life transforms. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some positive affirmations that work for you? Share them in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all uplift each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Morning Reset so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.